From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for Ask the CLO. You ready, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey?
Been ready.
Okay, let's go. This one is from Cerezia in Montgomery, Alabama. She says, I'm a 52-year-old woman, and I'm in a situation with one of my dad's cousins. My dad has called this man his cousin all my life, but is one of those distant, down-the-line cousins. That's neither here nor there because he and my dad are close. His cousin is a handyman, and he came to fix my washing machine 3 months ago and stayed for dinner, drinks, and sex. I really put it on him, and now he wants to be with me, and he doesn't care what my dad thinks. He said at 61, he's finally found love, and he's not letting me go. Should he tell my dad, or should I?
Well, Now, first of all, let's talk about a couple things, because I ain't done this in a while, so excuse me for having this rich boy moment, but you say he came by the house to fix your washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Maytag man still
working?
Making house calls.
I didn't even know that. And is it a Maytag?
She didn't say the brand.
They not making them on Maytag. Oh, still
so
Maytag?
Y'all came by, fixed the washing machine, had dinner, drinks, and some sex. You put it on him real good, your daddy's cousin. And now...
Wait a minute now. Down the line, distant cousin.
No. I don't give a damn what you're saying.
You're going to have to tell.
She said that's neither here nor there, but that's going to be right here when you go in there and tell your daddy. Now, it's her daddy's friend.
Right.
Now, she 51. Her daddy probably in his 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this little cousin boy is like me and nephew Tommy, 10-year difference.
Uh-huh.
Little cousin boy that came over there and tapped his daughter.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a situation in here, ladies. It's going to be a situation in here.
Well, the cousin said he's finally found love. Don't forget this, CLO, and he's not letting her go.
Okay.
And he doesn't care what her dad thinks.
All right. Go on in there and tell him.
Ain't nobody told him.
You don't get your ass
whooped. Just saying.
Yeah. Go on in there and tell him then.
Dinner, drinks,
since he don't
sex.
Care. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Let's move on. Lexi in Detroit. Because that relationship is going to be what it is. Lexi in Detroit, Steve says, I'm a 28-year-old female and I met a 32-year-old man at my new church. For our first and only date, I met him at a dance studio because he's into ballroom dancing. He had on a full leotard and he flowed effortlessly around the dance floor with his lips pursed and his toes pointed. I wasn't as good as him, so he grabbed a male partner and kept dancing as I watched. That date was so different, and I was turned off. He asked me for a second date. Should I ask him if he's heterosexual before the next date? C-L-O.
I don't... Chloe. Come on, Chloe.
Yeah, what you got? Come on, man.
Want to be involved in this type of question due to the climate we in these days. So I have to be very careful how I answer this. So just let me go over what you said.
Okay.
If you on a date with a man whose lips is perched and they have on full leotards.
Yeah, but he's a dancer.
And when you ain't dancing as flowing and flee freely and your toes don't point as good as his point. And he grabs a man to finish dancing. Should you go on another date? I ain't got to ask him nothing about sexuality. I don't know. I'm not going to say that and get in no damn trouble. Mm-hmm. But you got on a full leotard set. Yeah. You can point your toes better than she can. Mm-hmm.
That's because he's a dancer, though. Yeah, that he's a dancer.
Ballroom. I thought it was ballroom too, Tommy.
Yeah.
Well, but toe pointing ain't in ballroom dancing.
Leotards ain't in ballroom.
Hello, that you did that yourself.
If you're in the dance studio.
Nuh-uh. Not for ballroom dancing.
Okay, but that's acceptable dance.
Where's your tuxedo?
Yeah.
They're not.
That's ballroom dancing.
Yeah, but
we're
practicing.
Dancing with the Stars every week, though. We ain't seen
leotards. Seen nobody. Nelly didn't have on full leotards.
But he's not a professional dancer.
He's a
rapper. Star. Yeah. He's the star on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I think you're looking at this a different way, Steve.
We're looking at it through a leotard, just the same way you gave it to her. That's what we're looking at.
I'm looking at it how you gave it to me in the letter.
But a leotard is acceptable for a man or a woman if you're a dancer, though. Plenty of men wear...
Just like Junior was saying, Steve, but just like
Junior
was saying,
ain't had on no leotard.
Listen, Dancing with the Stars. When they dance, they do different types of dancing because they're professional dancers. So you just never know what
ballroom
dance
they're doing.
But wait a minute. When they rehearse.
Hold up, y'all. This is a CLO question.
CLO, I knew you were going to
say that.
I tell you what. K-ass on down there. Go back on another day with it. See how many more men he grab and finish up the dance with. Go on, get your ass down there.
All right, we're moving on. Edgar
with his
in Fort Worth
pointy
says, I'm an older gentleman and I've been in a relationship for 11 years, would you pay attention, with a beautiful, feisty woman. I wanted to marry her years ago, but she doesn't believe in marriage. She's cheated on me twice years ago. I forgave her, but I didn't forget. I think she's interested in someone new again because she's been talking about getting a breast lift, an eye lift, and Botox. I'm more laid back, but she loves to run the streets and travel. Will she ever settle down, or do you think she's up to something?
I don't know, dude, but I'm telling you, if you can't get where you want to go with her, if you go down to this dance studio, there's a dude down there with some leotards on, with some pointed toes, and when the woman ain't acting right, he snatch men up and go dancing, and you might have your problem solved.
Coming up next, the nephew. Run that prank back. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.